joining us on the show is the world's youngest mentalist, Nevo. Hello.
Nevo, good morning, mate.
Well, how are you?
Not too bad. Where do we get you at this morning, buddy?
Well, actually, I'm on my way to a show, so it's great. Just before that, did a conversation with you.
Now, you were on Israel's Got Talent at the age of 13.
Yes. So I made it to the finals of Israel's Got Talent as the youngest mentalist in the world when I was 13. And now I'm 19 and I'm in the Israeli military. I'm the IDF first mentalist ever. That's it. Yeah, I was 13 over there.
Okay, this I think the first question is like, what is a mentalist? Because there is a TV show called The Mentalist starring Australia's very own Simon Baker that our audience might be familiar with. Is that the kind of vibe?
Great show, by the way. It's kind of the same vibe, but different. I'm not solving crimes and stuff, but I'm using the five senses to create the illusion of the sixth sense. So I'm using psychological techniques such as body language, NLP, suggestion, hypnosis when I'm performing all over the world, and using those techniques to read people's mind and to influence people's mind.
Okay, Mazzy, come over here.
Okay.
I've got your first subject this morning, Nevo.
Do you want me over on that microphone? How do you do a thing?
Yeah, how do you get the vibe?
Yeah, you want me to show something?
Yeah, can you show something?
Let's do it. So do you want me to read Petty's Minds or Mass?
Well, both.
Go Paddy.
So I got to see your face. Paddy first
because he's closer on the camera.
Okay, can you see me? You're probably thinking to yourself, what a gorgeous man.
I only read one line, so you should choose who's going to do that.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll go first and Mazzy. Okay, all right. So there we are. I'm looking at you, Nevo. You're looking at me.
Okay, Paddy, I want you to think.
Yep.
By any chance, do you remember the name of your first kiss?
My first kiss? Yes, I do.
Yes. What was your age back then?
Oh, probably 12 or 13.
It
was Spin the Bottle, and it landed on this particular girl, and she was really good sort, and I was so ugly.
Oh. What was your age? That's interesting.
I think it would have been 12 or 13, maybe 13.
10 years from now, yeah?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That's exactly
10 years ago. Yes.
Nevo, flattery will get you everywhere, my friend.
Thank you. Love that. Think of the name. Look at me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. By any chance, did one of the letters I just said inside your name, right? High-level show, as I told you.
Well, yes. Between the alphabet, correct.
Is it a long name or a short name? Look at me. Answer.
I think it's a long name.
Long name. Okay. Is there any shortcut for that name?
No.
Oh, so think of the name. Well, I got it. I think I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I wrote something on the chalkboard. I'm going to hold it like that for the first time.
Yeah.
What's the name of your first kiss?
The first kiss ever when I was 13 at Spin the Bottle at a party in Bundaberg. Her name was Bernadette.
Bernadette?
Bernadette, yeah.
But Bernadette, we've never talked before.
No.
Never.
You'll be amazed.
Oh. Nevo has got this chalkboard and he has spelt Bernadette, which was Bernadette, but yeah. Oh, mate, how did you do that?
That
is bull.
That is amazing. And so this is the wildest part. Nevo, you are on Zoom in another country, a different time zone. That is unbelievable.
And Nevo, before Mazza comes around and you read her mind, can you give me the lotto numbers for Saturday night?
I bet you get asked that all the time.
If I tell you, I have to kill you.
All right, don't give me the bloody numbers then.
That's so funny because people ask me if I can guess the lottery numbers and if I go to casino, and the answer is yes, I do. And sometimes I win, sometimes the casino loses.
Okay. Oh, mate. Okay, oh, Mazzy, you come
can
around.
Can we swap? Can I have a go?
Oh, look.
You want to do something?
Yeah.
Can I do something?
Yeah. You know what? Let's try.
Okay, we'll switch so you can see Mazzy because Nevo's on Zoom.
I'm going to clear that. I'm going to use my code and clear that.
That was just unbelievably amazing. Okay.
This is probably a better experience for you having to look at me than... Oh, mate.
100%.
Okay, I'm going to look in the camera.
So look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Oh, do I look? Try to come closer as you can to the camera. You don't have to say anything. Just come closer to the camera. Okay, that's great. That's great. See you. It's all about body language. It's all about those psychological techniques. Okay. So I'm going to write something on that chalkboard.
Okay.
I want you to think of a certain time.
Mm.
A time, something, I don't know, something very important to you happen. Ooh. It can be any time that you want.
Got it.
Okay, so don't tell me what's the event. Don't tell me the time. Just think of it. Okay, I'm not going to write if it's AM or... Okay, I'm just going to write something. Look at me. I think I got it correct.
What do you
I'm
mean?
Not sure. Don't
you think you've got it? I haven't done anything.
Don't change your mind. Do not change your mind.
I'm not changing my mind. I wouldn't.
First time. You've never told to anyone. What's the time?
So it was when I got my first job on MTV. It was 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
I remember it.
Yeah.
Clear as day.
So Nevo is in New York. And what? he has swung the board around and has got 10 o'clock.
That, do you know what's so weird, Nevo? So when I was thinking of it, I was like, the day I got my job on MTV, because it changed my life. That was such a cool day. But I didn't think in my brain that it happened at 10 a.m., but I know it happened at 10 a.m. because that it changed my life.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Just crazy.
And can I ask one more question? My team, the Brisbane Broncos, will they win the premiership this year in rugby league?
I'll tell you when we'll stop broadcasting. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I was like, no! Okay, that's an off-air conversation.
I'll tell you later. I don't want to say it in front of all the audience.
Okay, all right then. Well, listen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Has been just amazing. When you come, well, we will try and get you back with one of our listeners.
Absolutely.
Would be great. And when you tour, we're going to stay in contact because
100%.
There are so many lotto prizes and gambling casinos I want to visit you.
Nevo, just so you know, Paddy runs a very unsuccessful lotto syndicate in our office. And every couple of weeks, there'll be a little email saying, "Dear Lotto Syndicate members, can I have another $5? Because the jackpot's $20 million this weekend."
Any console, then I'm here for you.
I might buy into the Lotto Syndicate if Nevo's going to be on the team. We might win.
Very important for listeners to keep thinking always good and positive thoughts, because you can never know really who's going to read those. So just think positive thoughts.
Yes, I'm going to pass that on to Maz. I'm going to write that down and give that to you every morning, Maz, before we start.
Tell you what, you make it challenging.
Nevo, thank you so much.
Your compliments, it really means the most.
Thank you, mate.